Okay, let's carry on talking food. It's been a couple of years since we chatted to Peter de Villiers, the chocolate maker extraordinaire whose craft bean-to-bar chocolates have become a real favorite for many of us in South Africa. If you did hear our interview back in 2017, you may remember the story of how Peter started out making chocolate in his garage using an old masala spice grinder, a recycled washing machine, and a hairdryer. And from that, he made his chocolate, which he sold at farmers markets. Of course, fast forward 11 years, he is a nationally recognized brand. He's on sale in top retailers and via his own website. And the reason we're touching base with him again today is that he's just launched a very, very welcome new addition to the offering. It's a health conscious range with no added sugar and in some cases a nut butter, so a dairy free alternative as well. It's almost as close as you'll get to guilt free chocolate indulgence. Peter de Villiers, bless you for that. Lovely to have you on the show again. Welcome back.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
I know you've been playing around in the space of looking for a healthier version for quite some time, but it's been quite a long journey to get the right combination, hasn't it?
It has been. You know, I think one of the important things to remember is chocolate's meant to be fun and chocolate's meant to be enjoyed. And so many alternatives at the moment actually gives you some negative side effects, and you know it also spikes your blood, etc. And so we tried our hand at no added sugar chocolate now several times over the last 5 years. And we never really got to that magic of really having something enjoyable without anything negatively affecting you. Yeah. So during COVID, I had some time on my hands and I started playing around my kitchen and did some research. And fundamentally, the approach was to try and get to something that you can really enjoy it. And also, as I said earlier, it didn't have any side effects on it. And at the same time, I was also playing around trying to get to a nut butter range. So I thought at the end of the day, what a nice combination, specifically with, you know, so many of the no added sugars in the market these days have got a milk alternative as well. And yeah. As you know, milk has got sugars in it by itself. So at the end of the day, our focus was to try and bring something out that's got less than 3 grams carbs per serving, and that's what we achieved with the range.
How have you done it? And Peter, I'm not going to ask you to give away the whole recipe, because obviously you've worked long and hard to come up with it, but what is the alternative that you're using in place of sugar? Because I've tasted the range and it tastes like you'd expect a chocolate bar to taste. It's got definite sweetness in it. How did you do it?
Thanks, y'all. You know, it's years of research and playing with various ingredients. And at the end of the day, there's been quite a lot on the press on monk fruit. It's not really readily available in South Africa. You can find it at some health food retailers. But that really interested me because fundamentally it doesn't give you the bitter aftertaste that some of the other alternatives done. It's natural. It's extracted from the monk fruit. And it's 200 to 300 times sweeter than conventional sugar. So I started with that as a base. But one of the things I'm very conscious of, and as I tried it over the years, one of the nice things of using conventional sugar is conventional sugar actually contributes to other flavors in the chocolate bar. As you know, I started off doing single origin chocolate, yes. And there sugars definitely play a role in accentuating that. So it's more than just sweetness. So we had to look for other components to complement, to come up with a complete, as you say, configuration of a sugar alternative. So we used monk fruit as our base, and then we added the erythritol to that, and we used the third component called soluble corn fiber. And that essentially gives you the bulk, it gives you the texture, and it gets close to the sweetness of sugar without having any of the negative side effects or off-flavored aftertaste that you would get from some of the other alternatives.
And I'll absolutely vouch for that, Peter. My comment on testing it for the first time was that there was none of the aftertaste, which, as you say, is a problem with so many sort of substitutes type products. There was none of that. And the other thing was the texture. It was slightly softer, I think, than a regular chocolate bar, but only ever so slightly softer. The mouthfeel was the same. It melted in the mouth just like a regular brand of chocolate would do. It had that beautiful lingering sort of creamy feeling in the mouth. You've done an incredible job in getting very, very close to the feel and taste of the original. Speaking of the original, Peter, I know that the origin of your cocoa beans has always been a huge thing for you. And you were very proud when we last spoke about the fact that you only used cocoa beans from sustainable, certified West Ugandan plantations. Is that still the case now that you've branched into this new direction?
That's still the case. Since, you know, that time, last time we spoke, we went under certification called UTS, which is a Dutch standard, international standard. They've since merged with Rainforest Alliance. So the new range now carries the Rainforest Alliance certification. It also carries the vegan certification, International Vegan Society. And then the third thing that we had this certified as is to, through the Paleo Foundation in the U.S., it's keto certified as well. Just to give you ease of mind that products such as this, is, if you're in a keto diet, it's not going to spike your blood sugar or take you out of ketosis.
Okay, that's good to know. Peter, my kids know that certain Woolworths branches offer tastings of De Villiers chocolate, and they love shopping at those ones because there's a nibble waiting at the end of the aisle. Talk to us about where the new range is going to be available to buy.
Yeah, it's only at this stage available online. Okay. And at our facility at Spice Street, which we only recently opened again after COVID.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. So you're back up and running at Spice Street as well?
Correct, yes. And we're starting tastings there this weekend. So if anybody would like to come and taste before you buy, because I'd love that, you know, at least then you know someone is buying something that they tasted and they're going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. The tastings will start again from Friday.
Now, the flavors we need to talk about, Peter, is the one thing we haven't mentioned. Besides the no added sugar, you've also used a nut butter range to eliminate dairy on some of these bars. Talk to us about the range of flavors that's available.
Yeah, that comes back. In 2015, I visited Italy, and the north of Italy, there's a city with the name of Turin. And there's really some amazing chocolate and chocolatiers that you can find there. And the one thing that they're famous for is for a product called Gianduja, which is a combination of the cocoa beans and hazelnuts. And that comes back, you know, go right back to the era of Napoleon when there was a shortage of cocoa beans in Europe. But I was really amazed with this product and the creaminess and the flavor combination you got from that. So over the years, I've been trying to come up with a nut alternative to our conventional chocolate that was in line or if not better than the Italian version. And at the same time, I started playing around with nuts, using nut instead of dairy in the chocolate. And I played around with several nut varietals. You know, I went from macadamia to hazelnut to all the nut varietals. And at the end of the day, we came up with a version very similar to the Italian combination of hazelnut and cocoa, where you combine the nut butters with the cocoa butters to ultimately get you that creamy texture. And then I started with almond, and then when I went to, you know, cashew and hazelnut and coconut, I found that gives you very interesting different flavor and texture combinations. And that's what we ended up doing at the end of the day. Instead of, the objective firstly was just to bring out one, but as soon as I started enjoying and tasting the rest, we thought, but let's get a range of these together. And we brought out 6 bars in this range.
And the only fight you're going to have is which one to try first, because there is a sea salt and caramel almond nut butter version there, hazelnuts, cashews, almonds, chocolate cookie almond nut butter. I mean, they are absolutely delicious, Peter. I have always remained a steadfast fan of your original one, particularly the honeycomb. Is that still also available in addition to this new range?
That's still available. So we still got, you know, what we call our clean label milk chocolate range. So that's a milk chocolate range without palm oils or any of the other nasty stuff in it. That's still available. They're still available exclusively to Woolworths throughout the country. And we still got our dark chocolate range, also still available through Woolworths. And that we continue to enhance. So essentially we got the 4 ranges of chocolate at the moment, being the dark, the milk, the no added sugar, and then the nut butter.
And they're all as delicious as the next. Peter De Villiers, thank you so much for joining us today. And I should give you an advance warning that Peter's generously donated several boxes of his chocolate to give away as prizes in Alphabet Soup next week. So we'll be making some of our listeners very happy indeed. Peter, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you. Good luck for the reopening of your tastings at Spice Route. And let's hope the new range goes from strength to strength.
Thank you very much, Pippa, and thank you for the support.
Peter de Villiers, the founder of De Villiers Chocolates. The website you're looking for if you'd like to buy some online is deVilliersChocolate.com. The range that you'll find in Woolies is around about 33 rand a bar. The new no added sugar and nut butter range, slightly more pricey at 43 rand a bar. Or you can buy a combo pack of the six different flavors for 245 rand. The website deVilliersChocolate.com, or go and visit them at Spice Route.